It seemed hard to imagine just a few months ago, but the Democratic race for president is turning into a real horse race. A new WBUR poll of New Hampshire voters released yesterday shows Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders locked in a tight race in the first-in-the-nation presidential primary in New Hampshire. 35% of likely voters say they support Sanders. 31% back Clinton. That's within the poll's margin of error, and it's also the fifth poll to show Sanders with at least a slight lead in New Hampshire. Our poll was conducted for WBUR by Steve Cazella of Mass Inc. Polling, who joins us this morning. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Bob.
You know, Hillary Clinton went into this race by far the best-known candidate, and that, in a way, seems it has a downside. Tell us about favorability ratings of the candidates and, more importantly, the unfavorables.
Yes. So she did, as you say, come into this with an enormous lead and every expectation that she would sort of walk to the nomination. And that really hasn't happened. Looking at the numbers that we collected on favorability and some of the candidate attributes give you a sense of why. So Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders both do better on their favorability ratings than Hillary Clinton does. And particularly Bernie Sanders has cross-party appeal. So the interesting thing about New Hampshire is that independents can vote in either party primary, and Bernie Sanders does as well among independents as he does among Democrats. That's not the case with Hillary Clinton.
Which could actually be a problem for Sanders come primary day, because independent voters might not necessarily be as reliable in terms of getting to the polls as staunch Democrats.
Right. Some of his supporters could choose to vote, well, as you say, either not come to the polls at all or choose to vote in the Republican primary. So that one's still competitive in February. Some of his supporters could decide to vote in the Republican primary, which would be a problem, problem for him since he's counting on those independent voters.
We asked voters which candidates they consider honest and trustworthy, and Hillary Clinton has a problem in that regard, according to the poll.
Yes, this is one of the things that's keeping this race close. The two candidates, the two main declared candidates, I'll say, have different strengths and different weaknesses. And the honest and trustworthy factor is Clinton's weakness at the moment. So just about half see her as honest and trustworthy. This is among who should be the base Democratic voters. So primary election participants. Then you look at Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders, and you see 78% for them. So far more see Sanders, far more see Biden as honest and trustworthy than they do Clinton.
Bernie Sanders has his weaknesses, though. Explain how voters view Sanders and Clinton in the area of qualifications and experience.
Right. So this is where Clinton shines. Many more see her as having the right experience to be president. So we're, you know, ready for the job. And many more see her as potentially able to win a general election than sees Sanders in the same light. Only a third of primary voters in New Hampshire see Sanders as potentially able to win a general election. Only half see him with the right experience to be president. Both of those are clearly his shortcomings as compared to Clinton.
Let me ask a quick question about Joe Biden, if I can. The poll shows he scores well in both likability and experience for a guy who isn't in the presidential race yet and might or might not get in. But he has weaknesses exposed in the poll as well.
Right. So if he does get in, most polls show that he'll probably take more support from Clinton. But his main weakness at the moment is just a lack of scrutiny. So candidates tend to do better on paper than they do when they're out there running and facing, you know, ads from their opponents and participating in debates and so forth. So some of it is just the sort of hypothetical nature of his candidacy. But he does do quite well on both the experience factor and the honest and trustworthy factor, the ones where Clinton and Sanders really are split.
Steve Cazella of Mass Inc. Polling, thanks a lot for reviewing the data from the new WBUR poll out yesterday. Again, thanks.
My pleasure.
You can see all the polling results at our website, WBUR.org.